Watch, Madison Police Deliver Update on Fire, Vandalism at Pro-Life Headquarters. By Jacob Bliss on May 9, 2022. The Madison Police Department is scheduled to give an update at 2 p.m. CT on the investigation into Saturday's suspected arson at Wisconsin Family Actions Headquarters. The incident occurred either late Saturday night or early Sunday morning when, according to early reports, the pro-life organization's building was hit with what is believed to be at least one Molotov cocktail, which landed inside but did not ignite. Law enforcement indicated that a separate fire was started in response to the Molotov cocktail failing to ignite. Reports also noted that the building was riddled with graffiti portraying anti-police slogans and the phrase, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either." Due to the nature of the events, Madison Police Department Chief Sean Barnes reportedly alerted federal partners and started investigating the arson with Madison Fire Department. The attack comes just days after a draft leaked of a Supreme Court opinion that would overturn the infamous pro-abortion Roe v. Wade decision. The leak has caused radical pro-abortion activists and elected Democrats to take to the streets, trying to make it the central choice for the left to use on the campaign trail before the November midterms. A group of radical pro-abortion activists recently gathered outside the homes of multiple U.S. Supreme Court justices on Saturday to protest the court's expected decision to repeal Roe v. Wade. In one instance, radical pro-abortion activists marched in front of Chief Justice John Roberts' home and reportedly chanted, "Keep abortion safe and legal." Some other chants included, "Pro-life is a lie, you don't care if people die." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.